You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Don and Dan, a little bonus K up until 7 o'clock. We'll close it out with your phone calls at 1-800-919-3776. And then it'll be Pat O'Keefe and the pregame, Knicks and the Warriors. In case you missed it, Brunson's going to be a game-time decision. Hartenstein is in the lineup. 1-800-919-3776. Let's get back to the busy phones. Let's see. Let's go to Nick in Cold Springs. You're on ESPN New York. What's up, Nick? Hello, Nick.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Nick?
So you guys, we were talking about sporting events that we missed important events. This doesn't necessarily meet the criteria, but let me take you back to 2019. I book a trip to see my favorite NFL team who's out of state. I have tickets to the game, hotel, flights, everything booked. And an hour before, hour after, breaking news, Andrew Luck announces his retirement. And I'm just absolutely devastated.
That was during preseason.
So not necessarily. Right.
We had a preseason game that night. We were at MetLife for a Jet mm-hmm. preseason game, and the new that was the talk of the press box. I mean, they could have cured cancer on the field that night, and nobody would have known, because all we were talking about was Andrew Luck's retirement.
Yeah, and that was during a Colts preseason game as well.
Yeah,
but it was absolutely brutal. I was debating on not even going at that point. It felt like somebody in my family had died. That's how bad it was. But yeah, it was pretty bad. And then speaking of the Colts, talking about unnecessary or irrelevant plays in big games, the Super Bowl they won, you guys will remember, Devin Hester ran it back.
Right.
The only time it's ever happened. And I work with a buddy who's a Bears fan. Every time we talk about it, he calls it the Super Bowl that ended after the first or after the opening kickoff.
It's true.
Yeah, I remember that, Nick, thank you for the phone call. That was the Super Bowl that I watched in Barbados. The station decided, well, we can send any listener to the Super Bowl.
Right.
Let's have a watch party in Barbados. So I was watching that in the sand. It was awful. It was pouring rain. It was Miami, right?
Pouring rain in Miami. Yeah.
Rain
in Barbados?
No, it was pouring rain in Miami. I just remember it not being a very memorable Super Bowl, other than the fact that Peyton Manning finally got his ring.
And Prince at halftime.
I don't remember Prince at halftime. I'm not a halftime guy. You know that. I'm sure he did well.
I mean, it's like in the conversation for maybe the best halftime for the Super Bowl. He was really good, especially in the rain, playing the guitar.
In the rain, singing in the rain.
Singing in the rain.
Doing.
It wasn't Gene Kelly, but he was singing. I mean, not even like curious. Like, so all the times that it's brought up, not even the least bit curious to maybe YouTube it and just say, hey, let me go watch the Prince halftime. I've never seen it. I'm good.
No, that's what I've done. I haven't seen it. I'm good.
Like the I'm good philosophy, like I understand like it's like one of your like trademarks, which is great, but like you ever think that it's maybe like preventing you from experiencing
no,
something
because
maybe
I'm tell you
want to experience?
I am sure in the moment.
Because you were think about it, Breaking Bad to you, I'm good for a very long time. Well, but now you wax poetic
all right,
about
fine,
it.
But we all know how historic that is, that show. And it could be historic at any time. What I'm dubious about is in the moment, I'm sure Prince killed it. And for a Super Bowl halftime show, I'm sure it was absolutely spectacular. But fast forward 15 years later, watching it, it's just another Prince performance. I'm sure it doesn't hold up because I'm not in the Super Bowl moment looking to be entertained in an extended halftime show.
But
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
like, how is it any different than any other time he's ever performed? Is it going to be as good as at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame performance when he's playing While My Guitar Gently Weeps and then throws the guitar up in the air and it disappears? Like, that's a moment.
Okay.
I can't imagine him doing it at halftime. You know, watching it 15 years later on YouTube, I'm going to be like,
But it was still raining 15 years later. Like, you know, that made it pretty special.
I'm good.
The fact
that
it was
Diana
condensed
Ross in Central Park with the wind and the rain and
that wasn't the Super Bowl.
But it was Central Park in front of way more people.
You want to give me Diana Ross the first game back after 9/11? God bless America at Shea Stadium. I'll give you that.
Well, there you go.
But I wouldn't go
back to watch that.
But I'm not saying. Well,
I got a lot going on, Dan. I got two kids.
Yeah, you're eating Oreo cookies with Pop Rocks.
Right, and
at 10 o'clock in the morning. You could eat the Pop Rocks. You're right. He's watching the View. But he can't watch Prince. I'm not saying it's going to be some spiritual awakening for you.
That's what you're making it sound, I'm sure.
But go back and watch it.
But you don't think that moment was special, because in the Super Bowl moment, wow, this was a great performance. But I can go on YouTube and watch 100 different great Prince performances.
Okay, so that's one of them. Watch it.
I'm good.
10 minutes out of your day. 12
I'm
minutes.
Good.
Anthony. Yay or nay?
Anthony, tell him.
He's good.
I know you know this man. Are you good?
But again, like the Breaking Bad should be alone. The Breaking Bad example should be alone, because you went a decade, I'm good. And now, can you imagine your... You can't imagine your life now without your children. You can't imagine your life without Breaking Bad.
Can't imagine.
So think about this. I wouldn't just be throwing
and
out...
And Better Call Saul.
And Better Call Saul, which, by the way, we never talked about the ending. What'd you think about the ending? Well, I'm saying on the air, because some people may experience it later, but off the air. But think about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, there have been so many things, and you just now all of a sudden are catching on to that, and think about all you're missing with I'm good.
But I'm going to tell you.
God.
Because there's a reasonable chance I did see it in Barbados, and it didn't resonate.
Yeah, but you can remember. What, were you 18, pina coladas
in? If I didn't.
What went on in Barbados?
Well, what happened? There was a moment where Jack Maldonado fell asleep on the beach, and like a patrol boat came, thought maybe that a beached whale had happened.
What?
It was a pretty disturbing situation. I love Jack, but at that particular moment, it was rough. Let's go to jail.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Let's go to Jack on Long Island.
What does that have to do with Prince?
Jack, I'm sorry. You're on ESPN.
That's okay.
I'm sorry. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, guys.
What's up, Jack?
Hey, guys. Speaking of teams that suffered heartbreak in a game, even though it was a great moment for them, Don, you'd probably appreciate this. 84 playoffs between Rangers and Islanders when Don Maloney scored the goal to tie it up, but eventually lost it in overtime to the Islanders.
Yeah, that's similar to the Zalapukin goal 10 years later. It's like it was a great moment in the moment, but then what did it matter? You lost the game anyway.
Exactly. And we figured we could have finally gotten through that year, and the Islanders still broke their hearts.
That was rough. There's no question. I mean, it's turned around since then. But that was rough. Then 10 years later after that, you know, the Rangers ended up winning the cup, but that was a difficult one. Don's a really good guy. So is Dave.
Maloney?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with Dave's exploits, of course. Great guy.
Let's go to Pete in New Jersey. You're on ESPN New York. How are you, Pete?
Hey, what's going on, Don? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to let you know and I'm not calling about anything, about any topic. I just want to let you know that I've been listening to this show for the past 2 years. I drive for Amazon, and, you know, lately it's been so blah. But every single time it's you hosting, it's the best show ever. And I start listening again, and I start listening again, and then Kay comes back, starts dropping bombs on the Jets, and I'm like, I'm out.
Dropping bombs on the Jets.
You are awesome.
Well, I appreciate that, Pete. I mean, I think you need to give Peter and Michael more of a chance.
Is it just because they're anti-Jets,
Pete? No, I love Peter. No, I just hate people who talk about the Jets. I like Michael Kay. I'm just saying. I just don't like when he talks about the Jets because he never has one good thing to say about them. So it is what it is. I still listen, but this show has been so entertaining. And then a couple of weeks back, maybe even a month ago, you were with Pete, and it was a great show. It's just like you guys feed off each other so well, and it's just entertaining. And I just wanted to be like,
"Oh, listen, I appreciate the feedback, man. That's cool." We were talking off the air about, like, we can't believe it was 6 o'clock. Like Dan said it, and I've always said that the better the show, the quicker it goes. And I'm having fun today, and you know, different topics. I love working with Dan. I've always made that known. I think we work together because we're so close, and it's been a fun show. And I like the fact that somebody out there appreciates it. But in defense of Michael, it's not like there's been a lot of great things going on with the Jets.
I read they haven't made the playoffs in a while.
Longest run in North America. Buffalo can tie it this year. The Sabres.
Who do you think breaks through first?
Oh, the Jets.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to go too deep into the weeds on the Sabres. Is Don Granato the answer there?
No.
You know, and it just seems like they fire coaches. They never get it right there. They've got some nice players, but it's really an embarrassment there. Like, it's not that crazy to think that if Rodgers stays healthy, that the Jets can make the playoffs. But I don't know what it's going to take for the Buffalo Sabres ever to make the playoffs. It's ridiculous. And the thing that stinks about it, I know it's Buffalo and it's a small market. It is such an amazing hockey town.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be so great for the sport if they were better. Just to have a sport, because, you know, people may not realize this, like, they're 1A there. I mean, the Bills are clearly number one, but the Sabres are right there, but they have given their fans, like, nothing for the longest time. The last time they were relevant was probably that 06 conference final run. It was going on 18 years ago, and they're not making the playoffs this year, although they're mathematically alive. They're not going to make it, and they're going to be right there with the Jets, longest run. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, and I feel bad for RJ, who's our buddy, of course, and he's a, you know, big diehard Sabres fan, and he's basically kind of thrown his hands up in the air in resignation. He's like, yeah, I'm making it.
It just doesn't feel like it's ever going to connect there, and it's just been such a long time.
Well, cities like that only have, like, two professional sports teams, like, they're all going to get behind those teams more so than maybe any other, right? It's the only teams in town. Everybody's going to be a fan, and that's why the support and the enthusiasm and the passion is there, and it'd be nice if they could get a winner every so often.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Thanks for listening to the Michael Kay Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Let's close it out with your calls at 1-800-919-3776. Ryan in Port Jefferson. You're on ESPN New York. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, boys? How you doing?
Hey, Ryan.
Really great to talk to you. So, Don, just wanted a second of your time. I'm having boy-girl twins in about a month or so.
Oh, nice.
Congratulations.
I wanted to get your, thank you. Thank you, guys. And I wanted to get your best piece of advice. And really quick, just a little story, too, because I know Kay's been catching a lot of, like, bad guy vibes from Peter recently. Well, we had our baby shower last weekend, and I have a friend of a friend who works with Kay at the Yes Network at the baby shower. Nice. Congratulations, Ryan from Port Jeff, from Michael K. So definitely appreciated that. But
no, he's a good guy.
Yeah, but best advice for you, if you could.
You know, it's interesting because we don't know how they'll be. Just because they're twins, Ryan, we lost Ryan. Is he all right? We got disconnected, but hopefully he's hearing this. That they are two different human beings. I know they're twins, so you think, oh, they're going to like the same things, even though they're a boy and a girl. Two completely different personalities. My son's very aggressive. He loves sports. He loves to be like physically active. My daughter, very passive, very affectionate. And just let them be them. I know we all want to kind of mold our children after us. Just let them be their own personalities. And hopefully they'll get along with each other. And so far, through the 6 years plus with them, Marco and Jalen, they get along with each other great, which is really, really important. But I just cater to their sensibilities. Just because they're twins and just because they're boy, girl, like let them be. Like my son is all boy. My girl is all girl. She's into unicorns and rainbows. And we were outside over the weekend looking for leprechauns and fairies.
Did you find any?
No.
No.
There are notes, though. They're little clues.
You
gotta
look harder, that's all.
And just be there for them. I mean, that is the other thing, too. Just try to be there for them. You buy them gifts, and you do all these things for them, but the best gift you can give is just be around, you know, and be there for them for all the different experiences, because that's what's going to resonate them with them more than any toy or any show you put on for them or letting them play with the computer. And that's the other thing. Do not give them the tablet at all costs. Because once they get into that computer, man, they'll never come out.
We were talking about this. It's amazing. Like, you go places, you see, I mean, even like 2-3-year-olds, they're like consumed with the tablets. Like, I mean, there's like the kiddie versions or whatever. But like, once they have that thing in front of them there, it's like they never let it leave their side.
The best piece of advice I can get to any parent, there's going to be at a point when they're like 2-3 years old, where it becomes kind of a babysitter, where if I give them my phone, if I give them my tablet, they're good. They'll stay and play, and now I can go run to the bathroom or make a phone call or whatever. So it's kind of an easy little cheat code for a parent to just get a moment to yourself. But I'm telling you, it's not worth it at the end of the day, because once they just get addicted to the games and they get older and they start figuring out how to play the different games, Then you can't get them away from it. My daughter likes it. She's not in love with it. My son is completely obsessed with Roblox and Minecraft, and it's just sometimes difficult to get them to want to do anything else. So try to stay away from
that's a
from
thing.
Doing
I'm
that.
Telling you, boy, it's nah. a thing.
And the other thing that makes it harder is, you know, they're getting ready for first grade. Well, guess what? There's no more notebooks. They're gonna have a tablet. They're gonna be doing their homework, and all their assignments are gonna be emailed to them. Like, so they're gonna have to have a computer in their life. So in a way, it's a good thing. And I do think some of the games, if you monitor them, that they can kind of figure things out as far as like problem solving and all that. So there is some benefit to it. But, you know, if all of a sudden he stumbles into my Vice City app and starts shooting up the place, that's a problem there, too.
So. You ever think about what that would have been like? Because we, you know, lived in an age and went to school in an age before kids were taking computers and tablets and everything. We had to actually, like, notebooks, write notes down. Like, they don't do that anymore. Everything is electronic. Yeah. Everything.
No, and it probably makes life a lot easier and saves paper and all that. And listen, we had television that was our big get the kids off the screen time. There was always something that would always take away from what was good for our children, but computers, they're kind of crazy. Let's get back to the busy phones and let's talk to Dan in New Jersey. You're on ESPN New York. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Don. Hey, Dan. How are you guys today?
Good.
Hello, Dan.
So, Dan, I know you were on the morning show last week. There was an update on the podiatrist.
Oh, was there?
Yeah, someone emailed in saying she was a friend.
Really? So, like, the identity is becoming, like, apparently, if in case you missed it, Dave disclosed on the air that he used to date a podiatrist.
Like, back in the day. Like, she was significantly older than him, right?
I don't know about significant, but she was older.
Yeah.
And we and so he wouldn't doctor, yeah, he wouldn't spill the identity, and like we were trying to track it down and clues and stuff, but it's, I guess what Dan was saying is that maybe we're getting a little bit warmer.
Okay. So keep working.
It was a doctor that emailed in last week. Apparently they're friends. I don't know if Anthony can pull up the clip, but a nasty email that she sent.
Really? A nasty email regarding what?
Why they stopped dating.
Oh, so really?
Probably had something to do with a giant game.
That's what I said, but, you know.
That's probably the easy answer.
That's interesting, Dan. Interesting.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. What do you got on the Knicks?
So I just heard OG's cleared to shoot.
Yes.
Really excited about that. I think he's a bigger piece than getting Randall back because OG might be the best defensive player in the NBA. And if they have everyone healthy, even if they're the 8th seed, I still think they can make a run to the finals. I really think this team has the sky's the limit. Well, I don't love Tibbs. That's my biggest concern about the team.
Well, what don't you like about Tibbs?
I think Tibbs is a good coach. But I think when you go up against a guy like a Spoelstra or a guy like a Doc Rivers, like Tibbs at certain points in series throughout his career has been tactically outcoached by other coaches.
He hasn't exactly had the talent in Chicago or Minnesota to really say that, you know, he was definitely out. And Dan, thank you for the phone call. Stop with the Doc Rivers stuff. I mean, Doc Rivers is a nice coach, but he has won a championship. But Spoelstra is one of the special elite coaches in this league. There's no shame being out-coached by him. But I think Miami was just a better team last year. I know everybody thought the Knicks were better because of the seeding and the home court advantage. He were a better team. And that was shown the next round when they beat Boston.
It would have been interesting to see if they did have like a healthy Randall. It would have been a lot more.
And I disagree. Like I think OG is going to be a really good piece to get back. They're not going anywhere without Julius Randall. They're not making a run to a championship. I think they're better with OG back, but you're going to need Randall back too.
Here's another discussion, and maybe fans don't want to have this discussion because it's a little bit painful to hear, and it's, you know, maybe down the road a little bit. But when the trade was made, remember, they started winning some games. Everybody just assumed that like OG would be here for years to come. They were going to re-sign him. That was the intent. And now he's hurt. And now he's going to miss 6 weeks. And now you have to bring up OG's history in the NBA. He's only played 70 games in a season one time, and that was when he was a rookie. So are you sure you want to sign up for years and years of this down the road for an injury-prone player? I think it's a fair question.
Or did getting this surgery maybe solve that problem?
I don't know if it was all elbow ailments.
Yeah, but maybe this was the ailment, right? There was that floating chip that now they were able to get rid of. I want to see how it ends up.
Yeah, but if you missed all that time, you would have thought that he would have had this taken care of during a summer along the way. I mean, he's been in the league, what, 5 years or something?
Yeah.
5-6 years? I would, if it was just like loose particles, you get that taken care of if it cost you that much time.
Let's go to Derek in Brooklyn. You're on ESPN New York. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Don and Dan. How you guys doing?
Good.
What's up, Derek?
Daily listener on the ESPN app, but always nice to hear a Don and Dan vehicle. Always love it.
Awesome. Thank you.
So, Don, I want to push back a little bit on the Prince halftime, just a little bit. And I know well the Harrison tribute you're talking about. He played like the last solo on "While My Guitar." Is that right?
Yes. And threw the guitar in the up in the air, and it looked, supposedly disappeared. At least it did on the video
with Tom Petty and Jeff Lynne. That's a great version.
Backwards into a security guard's arms off stage.
Well, I didn't think it actually disappeared. I figured something happened. I get it though.
I just wanted to clear that magicalness up. But Dan, to your point, if I remember right, didn't it start raining while Prince was playing Purple Rain?
It might have like come down a little bit harder during that point. Yeah, you might
be
right.
You guys broke me, Derek. Thank you for the phone call. I'm going to go home. And I'm going to watch it. And then I'll comment on the air tomorrow. If we can get...
That's a quality performance.
Let's squeeze in one last one. Dave in Queens, you're on ESPN, Eric. What's up, Dave?
Guys, thanks. Can I join real
quick?
All right, Don. Surprised you didn't do an ice pick today. 12 games on the slate. I know I'm putting you on the spot, but 12 games.
All right, here's one. Tough. What's the money line on the Kings, Anthony? Moneyline Kings in Vancouver.
+125 for LA.
All right, go LA moneyline +125. Vancouver's been struggling a bit. Kings really need the game. That's good quality. Dave, thank you for the phone call. Let's do that, and we'll see if I can make you some money. What do you think of that, Anthony, just on the surface?
I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Quality. I liked it.
Dan, this was a pleasure, buddy.
Fun. Let's do it again.
Everybody's back tomorrow. Knicks basketball coming up next. 98.7 ESPN New York.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.